Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. Well, I know this is kind of, it's one of those things that we just got so busy that a lot of people do take vacation this time of year if they don't have kids in school. And I actually know people who have kids in school who take vacations this time of year just because they figure that depending on the age of the kid and where they're going, that sometimes a vacation can be more educational than school, and they only are out for a week, whatever. So the story was actually came out of the UK that said that Americans take fewer vacation days than any country in the world. Some countries like get a month, and we were not even talking about things like Canada, for example, has both maternity leave and paternity leave. The United States has no paternity leave, not everybody has maternity leave, and when they do have maternity leave, it's quite limited. So the idea being that American companies, for whatever reason, well, we know what the reasons are. It sounds like whatever reason, and it's not for whatever reason. It's very clearly what the reasons are. First of all, American countries don't give a huge amount of vacation time to begin with, but even when they do, then Americans don't take all their vacation time. And when they take vacations, they quite often do work. So it was kind of a looking down their nose at the Americans who are kind of workaholics. So we'll start with the mammy. How much vacation do you get? Do you actually get? Because you work pretty hard.
Yeah, I kind of just take my own vacation days when I
when you're just about fed up.
Yeah, when I need some time. In the past and in other positions that I've had, I've gotten 12 vacation days a year.
Which is basically a little over 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. And then I'd have, and then you've got like sick days and that sort of thing too. But vacation days, yeah, it's been 12 in the past and
other
places that I've worked at.
Have you taken all the vacation days that you were allotted?
Yeah, because in especially in some places they only they'll carry over.
Well, a lot of places they don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and my place in particular, they carried over, but only. Only into the first couple months of the next year, so they'd only carry over until like March, like February or March of the next year. So it was kind of a use it or lose it type of thing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. When I first started in broadcasting, I think I got like, I think you get three. I got three weeks or something. I think 2 weeks and then 10 holidays. So it turned out to be, but I mean, working on Christmas unless you're just starting is really not. I mean, it's not really exactly a holiday. So, I mean, it's not a vacation day. And then at one point, it turned out that because I'd been working so long, I didn't even know it, that the company I was working for negotiated a new contract with AFTRA, and somebody noticed that I was only getting like 2 weeks vacation or something, and I was due six. So that was sort of good. But I never took the whole time because I just figured that was a long time to be off the air. And then it's really interesting because when I was working for somebody else and when you took a vacation day, you got paid for it. Then a couple of years ago, I took over the show. I now own the show for the first time in my career. And all of a sudden, when you're working for yourself, it's really true. You don't take as many vacation days because you don't get paid for them. I mean, you don't pay yourself for them. It's a whole different fiscal model. But then I also did something like I have the ability to do the program in multiple places. I have the hardware, so I can like go for a couple of days and just do the show out of there, which I've done. And so the reason to take vacation of just to get away is not quite as strong. But I take many fewer vacation days now that I own the show than I did when somebody else was paying for my vacation. But it just changed. The economic model changed. Not to mention, I mean, this is not a job where Well, when I first started broadcasting, there was nobody to fill in for me because nobody else was doing it. Then at one point, they decided when I was not there that they should get fill-in hosts. But the fill-in host turned out, the people would, I mean, listeners would call and say, either that person is an idiot, why did you let them fill in for you? And of course, I didn't have any choice over who filled in. Or they would call in and say, well, she said that you were wrong about this, so... So then I said, okay, well, I get to choose who my fill-in is going to be.
Yeah.
And then what finally decided, I think, it was the economics of it, again, the Marxian view of radio, which is that management figured out when I was on vacation and they just ran the best of, it didn't cost them anything because they already had to pay my vacation. So, but that was just part of my salary. When they got someone else in, they had to pay that person. So that's when I think they decided, oh, nobody can fill in for Joy. I don't think it was that she's so fantastic. I think it's that we have to pay someone to fill in for her. And it didn't go over very well with the listeners, which was kind of interesting. But I think it's like substitute teachers. Remember how awful we were to substitute teachers? We'd send around a note that said, drop your books on the... Mm-hmm. Everybody drop your books off the side of the desk at 106. And we all did it. We were terrible. So I never wrote the note, but I certainly passed it along. So there we go. All right, so let's see how many so the question is, how many days of vacation have you taken this year, and how many are you allowed? Explain. So let's see what we got.
Well, we will start with Robert, and he says, I do not accrue any vacation days, so if I do not work, I do not get paid.
Yeah, that's more and more, and especially when they hire, part-time people. You don't get vacation, and you don't get medical and dental and stuff like that. And somebody once said that that your benefits were 25% of your total package.
Hmm. Matt says, I can take about 20 days or 4 weeks a year. I usually use all of them.
There you go. Do you go home or so? All right. So the international average is a month a year, but, most Americans don't get that much. Most Americans get a couple weeks.
Yulvia says, I get 6 hours every pay period. There are 26 pay periods. So this year I will accrue about 20 days by the end of the year.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I have taken half of that already and will probably take the rest of it during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Good. All right. Yeah. I mean, that's my one. I went to Florida in a moment of idiocy a couple of years ago, just before Christmas. First of all, I think I paid like $1,000 for the ticket. And I was miserable. First of all, I didn't know anybody down there. Everybody had grandkids down there. So the pool, restaurants are expensive. Car rentals, instead of costing like $10 a day, cost like $60 a day if you could get them. And I was by myself for New Year's Eve, which New Year's Eve, I'm not a drinker, so it's not a big deal. But to know nobody, I mean, around here, there's always somebody to hang out with. And so, there's always somebody to play with. And it was probably the most miserable kind of week of my life. And I tend not to get miserable about stuff. And so now I don't go down till January. I know everybody, all my friends come down then, and the $900, $1,000 plane ticket is $200. And so I just learn. But, Christmas and New Year. So I tend to, if you can, it's kind of like commuting. If you can go on the hours where everybody's going the other direction, you're much better off than doing it when everybody else is doing it. Right. All right, so we've got one person. We've got basically these sound like kind of pretty normal kinds of. They go against the UK study that says Americans tend to be workaholics. Good for you guys. So let's see what else we got.
Karen says every day is a vacation day. I am retired.
There you go.
Benedicta says self-employed, so no vacation for 10 years.
I know.
Took a staycation last year for 10 days. This year, 13. I am now making room for pleasure.
Good for you. Yeah, and I think that's the trick. But you're right. I mean, the switch for me was, it's one thing if somebody pays you to go on vacation. It's another if nobody's paying you. All of a sudden, vacations don't seem quite so cool. There you go. All right, 855-993. If you've got something else on your mind, it doesn't have to be vacation. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're asking the musical question, what about vacations? And because Americans apparently are it's not even, the study didn't suggest we were hardworking. It suggested we were workaholics, which is not exactly the same thing. So let's see what other people have said.
Stephanie says, I get 31 days. I work for the Ontario government, who are generous with their benefits.
Yeah. Great. Good for you. And did she take them?
She did not specify she takes them, but I would imagine if I got 31 days, you better believe
that's a
I'm
month.
Taking them. Yeah.
That's a month, and plus holidays, presumably.
Well, and you figure, too, if she's not working on weekends, so, I mean, that's over a month, really, if you think about it. If she's not working on weekends.
That's a good point. That's 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Plus holidays.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Wow. You go, girl.
You know, it's funny. I could sit here and say I would take all, you know, I would want to take all 31 days, but that's a lot of vacation days. I'm not sure I wouldn't know well, what to do with myself. I wouldn't know what to do with that many, I think.
Well, it is a lot.
Yeah.
Question, yeah, plus she probably gets, like, the Canadians are great, as I said, for both maternity and paternity leave.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 31 days, wow.
Alan says, once a month I have 4.5 days off due to work schedule. Vacations are put around my 4.5 days, resulting in 13 or 14 days off. I usually take the last half of June off and mid-October off. March is my birthday, so I take around that time off as well. I've been experimenting with other times as well. I used to take January off. I live in Canada, and it's cold. I don't want a vacation in the cold if I don't go anywhere, if I don't go anywhere I love. So it's usually June, August, October, and March. I will go to a sixth year soon, and a seventh for 1 year.
Wow, that's a lot of vacation.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what you're doing, too.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, in our kind of business, being off the air for any length of time is not... I actually had a friend who said, would you go around the world with me for a year? And he said, well, it was based on essentially winning the lottery. It was not quite a lottery. And I always thought, I don't think he was the scam. I thought he was scammed, where he was going to buy... I don't know. He was going to buy a foreign currency or something. And I said, he called me and said, what do you think about it? I said, I'm not, you know, what do I know about stuff like that? But if something's too good to be true, I think it is. So, you know, I don't think so. But he said, well, if this works, will you go around the world with me for a year? And I said, sure, thinking not going to happen, you know, in this lifetime. He said, well, I know you won't go for a year, but would you go for 6 months? And I said, yeah, but the problem is I would not have a career when I came back. You just can't take that kind of time off. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe that's the universe's... I mean, obviously it didn't come to pass, nor did he. But the idea that, you know, if you have something to do, it's a very different kind of thing. But as you say, that... and, you know, it's not that I'm a workaholic. I like spending time doing other stuff. But... it has to be a balance, because the more time I take off, the less time I'm on the air. The less time I'm on the air, the less time I'm on the air. So, but, you know, if I could figure out something else to do. I know. Don't, folks, I'm not going anyplace. Don't send emails. Well, actually, send emails to the program director at the thing saying, we love her. Pay her more money. There we go.
Darlene says, on the job 21 years and I get 25 days. I used to have 12. I take a couple days here and there. I don't like to travel, so this works best for me, so I can get to those big jobs, i.e. windows, cupboards, clothes purging, etc.
Yeah, I mean, for most of my life, my big change about how I view vacations, the two is, one, working for yourself is you don't take nearly as many because you're not getting paid for them. But also, I used to, if I was going someplace, I would leave at the earliest possible second. If I was on the air till 3, I'd leave it. You know, I'd try to find a plane that left by, you know, before 5. And then if I had to be back on the air Monday, I would find the latest possible flight on Sunday. And what I realized is I was exhausted whenever I took a vacation, because the last minute, and God forbid anything went late or wrong or anything, to kind of squeeze the most out of vacation. What I finally realized is if you come back on Saturday and have Sunday to kind of do the laundry and open the mail and, you know, catch up on sleep or whatever it is, that the whole thing just is much more relaxing, works much better. But it's taken me a while to figure that out.
Bruce says, I have taken about 15 days so far, two to three at a time. I have 10 more. I'll take a trip to Hawaii Island in November, and that will be it for the year.
Well, I mean, Hawaii is pretty cool. I love Hawaii. Did you see about the plane? It's actually sort of kind of a stupid, interesting kind of story, which is that American Airlines, the headline, again, this is one of those headlines that's completely misleading unless you read the story. It says they sent the wrong plane to Hawaii. And you're thinking, like I am, how can you send the wrong plane somewhere? I mean, they have radar and they have air traffic controller. It's like it was supposed to go to Phoenix and it went to Hawaii. That's not the story. The story is it was an Airbus, and it was the same Airbus that was supposed to be sent, the same equipment, except if you fly long distances over water, you have to have some additional emergency equipment with you. This plane did not have the additional emergency material with it, equipment with it, but it wasn't needed. Now, if I were a passenger and knew that they didn't have the emergency stuff, would that make me happy? Not very much. On the other hand, thinking about emergencies flying to Hawaii wouldn't make me very happy anyway. So it's one of those stories that sounds significantly worse than it actually is. But it does make one wonder, how do you confuse your planes? Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what can I tell you?
Patricia says, I get 25 vacation days and 3 personal days a year. I've taken 13 days, 5 vacationing in Jamaica, the others extending weekends here and there. I usually use up all my days as it's a use it or lose it situation at my
yeah.
job. No carryovers to the next year.
Well, and the other interesting thing that's coming up as you guys talk about it is how you use your vacation. Do you use it as a bulk? To use, you know, most of it at the same time, or do you? Because I know people who get vacation, and one of my colleagues would just take every Friday off during the entire year, because that was, and he didn't take any really long vacations. He took holidays, but there he was on the air for, I guess what? Let's say 52 weeks, right? So he would take 52 days, which would be wow, that's 10 weeks. I don't know if he got that much time. Maybe he would take every other Friday off, and that was his vacation. He didn't take any more vacation than that. And that's a kind of interesting way of doing it. But I tend to agree. I think just, you know, longer time away, not necessarily to go someplace, but just longer time feels more relaxing. Okay, stay tuned. If you'd like to take a vacation for your problems, wait, segue, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started
started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about whether or not you're a workaholic. And most of you seem to be sort of sensible about it. So Mandy and I seem to be the most sort of guilty of the people that we've polled. So there, take that, UK. It's only Manny and myself that need to be chastised. The rest of our listeners are very sensible about taking vacation time. All right, see what else we got.
Just one more from Debbie. She says, never enough for anyone, I think. People are always trying to save the days just in case for a really fabulous vacation. Problem, though, is many people have... I think, is that it's so costly to go away. I also think lives are complicated with spouses and other obligations. Maybe a local staycation could be great. Many things to do in our beautiful country.
Yeah, I agree. And I think because foreign travel has gotten more expensive and a little iffier occasionally, that I like just being a tourist in one town over, or even a tourist in your own city, as I mentioned. I took some people this weekend to this place that I had never seen before, and I'm a tourist. You know, I love poking around, and I discovered this park that nobody. In fact, I spent most of the time at the park, sort of saying to people, because there were not very people there. It was this beautiful day, and this is a very populous city, as you could imagine. And I live in a part of the city that is a tourist attraction. And it's called the Elevated Acre. And I actually ran into this. There were maybe. I mean, it's clearly an acre, and there were four other people and one homeless guy. I don't think he was actually homeless. He was awfully clean. He was just a little crazy and kept calling me Julie and saying, let's do lunch. And I was with somebody, so that was a little bizarre. And he was not going to take no for an answer and kept holding up weird signs. So maybe he was just a listener. I don't know. And just wanted some private time. But so basically there, I talked to six people, three couples, and one was a guy who worked there, which technically doesn't count. I said, how did you find this? He said, I work here. Then there was another couple, and they probably are telling people they met this really weird woman in this park that nobody knew about, and she was asking all these questions. But and they had, she got out this book called Secret Places in New York, which I plan to get. And I decided between now and the end of the year, I'm going to try and do one a week of just because all the, there are these little nooks and crannies that nobody knows about. And this park is a gem. There's also a place two blocks from it. It's called the Queen Elizabeth II. And she gave it as a response to September 11th. And because she says as a sign of our continuing friendship, and it's set up, it has all these, this marble from various parts of the UK, including Scotland, and it's set up as partially an English garden, and it's all these curvilinear things, and they talk about various latitudes and longitudes. It's just gorgeous, and I'd never seen it before. So there were two parks that I found, and then one said they were planning their wedding, and they were trying to figure out, so we sat there and talked about different places that they could go. But it was this... So be a tourist. So go in and see if there's a town nearby, staying at a bed and breakfast close by. And my brother and I were supposed to go on a cruise together, and so I can't remember what happened where we couldn't. And so instead, what we did was we pooled the money that we would have spent on the cruise, and he stayed with me, so there were no accommodations. And we went to see Broadway shows, and we went to fancy restaurants, and it was really fun. So if you take the money that you were going to spend on a vacation and do it either in your town or the adjoining town or something you can get to either in a car, do a road trip or a train or something, it can be really fun. So a vacation doesn't have to be involved with necessarily air travel, especially poor American Airlines. That's kind of going to be embarrassing. Now we're going to say, have we checked out with the manifest whether this is really allowed to fly over this kind of... Can you imagine being a pilot on American today? Such grief. All right, so we're finished with that. How about, do we have time for an email here, maybe? Is that a good thing to do?
Yeah, I think we do.
We can at least start it, and if I have to, I can finish it up in the next kind of segment, but hopefully we can do it.
Yeah, sure. This email is from Bart, and he says... Dr. Joy, September the 11th marked the third year my wife and I have been separated. Should I continue to hope and pray for reconciliation or move on?
Oh, honey, I mean, what a terrible day, huh? Part of it depends, Bart, on why she wants to be apart. And 3 years is a long time to either, you know, to keep hoping. And I don't know, you know, it would be helpful. This is one of those times where an email really crawls out for a phone call because it sounds like she was the one who instituted. I don't know if you did something that made her unhappy. I don't know if this is an accumulation. I don't know if your last kid left home. I don't know if there was a death in the family because all of those events can trigger dissatisfaction with a marriage, even though they are secondary to the marriage or at least not the marriage itself is not the primary cause. So it's hard to know. But 3 years is a long time. And so the first thing I would do is try and figure out what it is you think is going to change, that's going to allow her to, because it sounds like it's up to her that you would reconcile in a New York minute. But even from your standpoint, you may want to start with what would I want different from her? And if the answer is nothing, then you're not really looking very carefully at the marriage, because there's no such thing as somebody who thinks the other person is perfect. I mean, you may be more accepting of who she is than she is of who you are, but the idea that it's a global acceptance is just not very accurate. All right, so that's number one, of what you'd want different from her. Second of all, of asking her, specifically, assuming that she will have anything to do with you, what she would want differently from you, and look at whether or not that's realistic. If she wants basically a personality transplant, if, for example, you're kind of a easygoing guy and she wants you to be more aggressive, you may be able to do it temporarily, but if that's not who you are, probably not going to make much sense. If, again, I'm sort of having to make this stuff up, right? Because I don't actually know what the issue is. So if she's not willing to talk with you at all, I think it may be time to decide that if the two of you are meant to be together, that you hopefully will both stay healthy and have longer to reconcile. But after 3 years, if she's not willing to talk with you, if she's not willing to do any business with you, to talk with you, then I think it may be time to pull the plug. And I'm not saying to pull the plug as a manipulative act, that maybe that will make her come to her senses, because there's no guarantee of that at all. I think you pull the plug because you're ready to pull the plug. But you may want to sort out what you would want differently from her. If she's willing to talk with you, what she would want differently from you. If she's not willing to talk with you, I'd go ahead and probably move on. And then see what happens, that there are lots of cases of people who have remarried after divorce. Divorce is not death. You're both sort of presumably around and available. So what I would do is take those steps and then see where you are. All right? 855-993-7569. Another story that will make air travel even scarier is, apparently there are 3D printable files of TSA master baggage keys that you can download. I don't know. I know. That's something for you to think about. Do you know what kirigami is?
I do not.
I don't either. It's actually presumably has to do with origami. The idea is kirigami-inspired solar cells can track the sun without motors. Origami, but with cuts in addition to folds. See, now you know.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw something at the San Gennaro Festival that had all these kind of like wind chimes that were kirigami. And they would move as the wind moves, and they became 3D-esque. So it's origami with cuts as well as folds.
Mm-hmm.
So these little suckers can figure out where the sun is. How clever is that? Without a battery. I mean, I love this, don't you?
Yeah.
Except it's alarming to think that inanimate objects can be smarter than we are. But I suppose we're going to have to get used to that. I think there's going to be... Everybody knows how to deal with my computer. My phone knows how to turn itself on and off. I just don't. I mean, it can. Apparently my phone decided it wanted to watch a movie. I mean, it's independent of... I mean, in a language... And apparently my phone is not English speaking. So, what can I tell you? Alrighty. I don't know. Alright, 855-993-7569. Alright, I thought what we would also do... You know, the romantic cues have been sitting around for a long time. Maybe we should do what sort of romantic cues do you respond to. This is a story that we've been carrying around for a long time, because the original news story off which it was based was that women get turned on by men doing housework, and to which my response is, duh. And it's not that housework is erotic, it's that somebody feeling that they're willing to help you out is sexy. All right? 855-993-7569. We'll talk about what turns you on when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243. Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I have to tell you a quickie story before we do the romantic cues, which is when I first moved to New York, I was working overnight on weekends. And I mean, I've lived in big cities, and I'm not ignorant. But remember the movie? I'm sure it was well before your time, but you may have seen it. The On the Beach movie, which is it was filmed in Australia, and it's the day after a nuclear war. And there's only tumbleweeds around. I guess that it was not nuclear. I guess it was thermonuclear or something, because the buildings were standing, but there were no people. That's so I woke up on a Monday morning and went outside, and it was like on the beach. It was there were no people, there was no traffic, all the stores were shut. It was a Jewish holiday. And I mean, there have been other cities that have Jewish holidays, but not like New York. I really thought that the end of the world had come, that there was nobody around. It was a weird, weird thing. So I knew, you know, the Jewish holidays, especially in New York, are very quiet times. All right, so let's. That has nothing to do with romantic cues. I just thought I'd point out romantic cues. There we go. All right.
So we will start with Marquita. She says, direct eye contact, physical contact, and a lowered voice coupled with corny, suggestive jokes. Not saying that I've always...
Well, that's a good woman who likes corny, suggestive jokes.
Not saying that I always respond positively, but these are the three most attention-grabbing cues for me, and I always feel like an immediate response is warranted. How awkward is it when someone puts their hand on your leg when you already want nothing more than to leave? I will respond to that cue in that situation by making my exit.
Okay, let's go through this again. All right, so the first is, what was her first thing?
Direct eye contact, physical contact, and a lowered voice coupled with corny, suggestive jokes.
Okay, well, she allows a little bit more contact than a lot of people. Eye contact, absolutely. And in fact, you know, in Dating for Dummies, I read about the 20-second copulatory gaze, which is that we are visual creatures, we human beings, and that's how we start the contact, is eye contact. If you look at any corny movie, if you look at any corny TV show, it's eye contact. And sometimes, remember, they used to do like the little sparkly eye thing of doo doo doo. So eye contact, certainly number one. Physical contact, a little iffy in big cities. So somebody touching you without permission, a little iffy. But certainly eye contact. Corny jokes, I don't know, I guess it depends. The problem about corny jokes is they can sound really stupid, and this may be my bias. Stupid just doesn't work for me at all. But I actually did a program, and I've done it before, maybe we'll do it one again if you guys are interested in, is best pickup lines. And pickup lines don't have to be smooth. They just have to have some degree of sincerity in them. Like, listen, I never do this, but you know, you just have the most beautiful eyes. Or I just sort of had this sense that if I didn't come and just tell you that you just caught my attention, that I'd never forgive myself. I mean, those are great lines. The best line I ever heard, which actually wasn't effective because it was too complicated, the best pickup line I ever heard, except I guess it was the most memorable but not the most effective, was a guy said to me, I always compliment beautiful women on their brains and smart women on their beauty, and you are just so smart. I mean, how could you not? Except it took me like 15 minutes to figure out, well, did he really say I was beautiful or smart or whatever? So it was, I was too busy trying to figure out what he was actually saying for it to be effective. But just saying, I just had to come over and tell you that that color really works on you. Or, you know, understand, if you're complimenting women, you have to stay from the chin up. If you're complimenting men, you can do, feet are okay. Feet are not okay. Men complimenting women on their shoes, not a good idea. Women complimenting men on their socks, perfectly okay. And women can compliment guys on their belts, their pants. Basically, we have a lot more latitude. A man complimenting you on your shirt, you're not going to go along with it because we know what he's really complimenting you on. All right, so corny jokes. That's a little iffy, but not bad. All right, so then we went from corny jokes. What was next? Oh, somebody putting his hand on you when you're trying to leave. It's a way to get your fingers broken. Yeah. All right, what else we got? So I've now given you the entire rundown. Hopefully you guys are taking notes.
Robert says, it has been way too long since I dated that it would take a woman hitting me over my head with her purse.
Hopefully does that mean he's single or not single?
Not sure.
Well, that makes a difference. I mean, dating. Listen, you're allowed to. When I wrote Dating for Dummies, the whole point is there's a whole section on dating your spouse. Because if dating is just a way of saying, meet Tarzan, you Jane, let's see, you know, let's find out about each other and sort of enjoy each other's company and see where this goes, then you should certainly be dating your spouse. And the whole idea is that you take this person that you're interested in, whose bones you're interested in jumping, and you take them to places that you think will be interesting or different or stimulating. And that should certainly happen in a marriage as well. You just can only date each other. You're not allowed to date other people. And according to Susie, what was her name? Susie Favor Hamilton. threesomes on your 20th anniversary are not a great idea. Unless you were a narcissist who's looking for a book deal. How irritating is that? She's 47 years old. You think she'd know better? Not impressed. You could tell. And then to sort of play the mental health card. Well, you know, it's because I was bipolar. And as I, you know, I did this whole thing on bipolarity this morning. It's a difficult diagnosis because most people seek help not when they're in their manic phase, because they're having a great deal of fun. They're driving everybody else nuts, but they're having a great deal of fun. So the idea of seeking help when you're in your manic phase just doesn't happen. It happens in your depressive phase. So if the therapist isn't on the ball or the client isn't really honest or knowledgeable, putting somebody on antidepressant will in fact help with the depressive part, but the manic part will go off the scale. So it's a tricky diagnosis, and of course compliance is an issue because nobody likes feeling depressed, but everybody likes the manic phase. So the idea of so the low lows go away, which is can be literally life saving, but so do the high highs, and that's for a lot of people, that's not necessarily a compromise they're willing to make. But the idea of saying, well, I became a hooker because I'm bipolar. Oh, please. Bipolarity doesn't have anything to do with immorality or greed or narcissism. All righty, 855-993-7569. So, Manny, the problem is both you and, well, not problem, but both you and Trevor are kind of in long-term relationships, right? Stable relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no fodder here for Dating for Dummies. Well, actually, I mean, Dating for Dummies, which I wrote, I had this big argument with them because they said, we'd like you to do a book about dating. And I said, I'm not sure there's a book. I think maybe a booklet. And the first Dating for Dummies only covers the first 6 months, and it's like 450 pages or something. And I said, I hate the title. They said, that's the franchise. So I was the first touchy-feely dummies book. So the first sentence says, when it comes to dating, we're all dummies. And it's a serious book about a silly topic, an important topic. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.